put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
It is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, Bank of America, and Total Tape. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you do just that, to improve your home, to renovate your home, to fix up your home. Whether you're a DIYer, whether you're a pro that needs some help, some advice, whether you're just getting going on your first project or perhaps this is your 100th project, if you'd like to share what's going on at your Money Pit, we would love to help give you a hand. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We will take your message and we will call you back the next time we are in the studio, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, it's probably happened to you at least once or twice. Imagine this, you're standing in the shower, you're enjoying the warm water cascading all over your body, when all of a sudden, yikes, the water turns freezing cold or scalding hot. We're going to explain what's going on, why it happens, and how to stop the so-called shower shock for good, just ahead.
Yeah, normally it's my son with a pitcher of ice-cold water over the top of my other child, but I know there's other reasons for it as well. Also ahead, guys, now that we're getting to the end of summer, how is that garage looking? I know mine is just filled with random balls and things on wheels and helmets. It's kind of a disaster. So if you're looking like the same and you've got in there tools and toys and toxins and lawn chemicals and paints and it's all kind of too close for comfort, we're going to share some solutions that can help in today's DIY project highlight.
And if you've ever tried to repair old, worn-out concrete by covering it with new concrete, this is something that folks do every spring because they put rock salt on their sidewalks and it leaves all these pits and holes in it. Or maybe you just got an old sidewalk that's cracked. But you tried to patch it, right, with more concrete, but what happened? It didn't last. It chipped off. Looks worse than ever. Well, that's because you're not using the right kind of patching material. We're going to share a solution that works and works really, really well.
But first, we want to help you guys with whatever you are working on, whether it's a home decor project or an improvement project. And we also would like to give you some products that can help for sure. So today, we've got a nice package of products from the original Super Glue Company. Now, that includes Total Tape, which is as strong as a construction adhesive, but as easy to use as tape.
That package is worth $57, going out to one listener drawn at random. So why not make that you? Join us. Call the show now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
John, Maryland's on the line with a water heater question. How can we help you?
I have a gas hot water heater right now that vents up through, it's not really a chimney stack, but it's, the sheet metal pipe, and that takes up a lot of space in a bathroom I have, and I'd like to kind of eliminate that, and I was wondering if there are any side venting gas water heaters, similar to how you have some high efficiency furnaces that sort of vent out of the side of the house. I was wondering what you guys' opinion on are of gas water heaters that might do the same, and that would allow me to get rid of that unusable space in my bathroom for renovation.
Yeah, you're correct. There are what's called a direct vent appliance, and there are direct vent water heaters. And if you are going to replace your water heater, I would consider a tankless water heater. You mentioned space. Tankless water heaters are about a quarter of the size of the traditional tanked water heater. And yes, they are available as a direct vent type of installation. In fact, that's one of the things that makes them so cool, is that they're so small and they're so easily vented that you can pretty much put them anywhere. So I think your solution is a directly vented tankless water heater.
Okay, and there's no issue there with any problem with the, you're always worried about, I guess, flue gas and all that stuff, that side vent, those are safe to vent out, and there's no issue, right?
Well, there's rules about where you put them. Like, for example, there has to be so many feet away from a potentially open window and that kind of thing. And it has to be, so far off the ground so it doesn't get covered with snow, the vent doesn't cover snow. So there are some basic rules about where you put in a direct vent. But as long as you follow those, then no, there's no issue about them getting blocked.
Great. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for your help. Love your show.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. Now we've got Phyllis from the Jersey Shore calling in. What can we do for you today?
I am looking to purchase a home. And the problem is I'm looking in a very specific area because I don't want to leave the current school district the children are in. All the homes around here were built in the 60s. So my first question is, what should I look for in that era of home construction that might be a red flag? And also, the way the homes are all built, the bottom floor has radiant floor heat and upstairs is hot water baseboard, and I can't imagine that 50-year-old pipes are not going to go at some point. And I'm wondering, how do I make sure they're okay, or look for signs that they're getting weak.
So you're basically looking for the good, the bad, and the ugly of 1960s construction.
Correct.
And, the story is that it's actually a pretty good time for home construction. You had copper plumbing. You had decent wiring. Sometimes the services were a little small, but, if the homes are mostly natural gas, you really don't need more than about 100 amps to power pretty much everything, including central air conditioning. And you got hardwood floors. Very frequently, you had hardwood floors in 1960 houses, and it's interesting because they put the hardwood floors in, and they very promptly covered them with wall-to-wall carpet.
With shag carpeting.
Or shag, yeah. That's right, which actually protects them, very nicely and didn't allow them to wear. So it's a pretty good year for home construction. Now, because it's a, 50-year-old house, you're obviously going to have, how old is the furnace, how old is the water heater, stuff like that to consider. What's the general maintenance been? But in terms of an error of home construction, I think it's a really strong error. Now, if you'd asked me about the 80s, I would tell you, not so much. Those houses were put together pretty fast and not always in the best possible way. But the 60s is a pretty good year for construction.
Oh, good, because I'm moving up. I live in an 80s house now.
Oh, there you go. So you're going to get better. In terms of that radiant heat, that's probably the one weak link that home has. But the thing is, you can't really determine how far along it is and whether or not it's going to break. It probably will eventually fail. And when that happens, you're going to be faced with a pretty costly repair. You'll have to put in some sort of alternative heat system because it's virtually impossible to repair those pipes in the slab. So the first floor of your house, you'll either be running new baseboard pipes or you'll be running electric radiant or you'll be adding an air to water heat exchanger so that you can take hot water from the boiler, run it through a heat exchanger and blow air over it through your HVAC system, the same one used to cool the house. But I wouldn't obsess about that. I mean, it's probably going to happen eventually, but it may not even happen in the time that you own this next house. So if you like the neighborhood, the 1960s is a pretty good era for home construction.
Great. That's great news. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are in the last week of August, and, fall is going to be knocking on our door before you know it. So reach out now with your DIY questions anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com and start your next home project today.
And just ahead, have you ever found yourself standing in your shower enjoying the warm water when all of a sudden it turns freezing cold? We're going to explain why this happens and how to stop it when the Money Pit returns.
Today's Money Pit is presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of indoor and outdoor wood projects. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com.
You live in a money pit.
Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-zented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you working on today? If it's your house, you are in the right place. We are here to help. Hey, we've got a great set of 9 products to give away from the original super glue to one lucky listener. If you'd like to pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement question, you could win these products from super glue, including Total Tape. And the original super glue Total Tape is very cool. It's a double-sided construction adhesive tape that is mesh reinforced. So think about it. It's as strong as construction adhesive, but it's as easy to use as tape. It's available at Amazon, in your local hardware store, or learn more at supergluecorp.com/totaltape. That package of products from the original Super Glue, including Total Tape, is worth $57 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us. Participate, join us on the Money Pit. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Charlie in Tennessee is on the line and looking to do some renovating at his money pit. How can we help you today?
I have a small kitchen that I'm trying to knock out the wall to increase space to make my kitchen and my dining room one big room. My dilemma is the fact that I don't know whether the wall that I'm knocking down is a load-bearing wall or not.
Well, step away from the project and don't knock it down just yet.
Okay, well, first of all, what kind of house do you have, Charlie? Is it a ranch? Is it a colonial? Describe it to us.
It's a wood frame home.
Okay, one story or two?
One story.
And the roof peaks in the middle? Goes up from the front, goes up from the back, peaks in the middle?
It's L-shaped.
Okay.
And where the wall would be pretty much right where the two meet.
Yeah, so you're in the middle there. You're not quite sure. And the dining room and the kitchen are side by side. Is it aligned front to back on the house, or is it aligned end to end, so to speak?
That wall would be parallel for the front to back.
So it's aligned front to back. Okay. I would say that in most cases, that is a bearing wall. That it doesn't mean you're dead in the water. It just means it's a little more complicated for you to open this up. Because if it's a bearing wall, you have to support the structure while it's disassembled, and then you have to put a new beam in to carry that load in the new open plan design. It's not something that you would do yourself. It's not like, I don't want you to like, hey, I've never done home improvement, but today I'm thinking about tearing down a bearing wall. Bad idea, okay? So you need to know what you're doing, or get some people to help you to know what you're doing, or hire a pro and get a building permit. And basically the way it works is temporary walls are built on either side of the bearing wall, and this holds up the structure that they're supposed to be holding. Then the bearing wall is taken apart. The bearing wall is reconstructed, but now you would use a girder, and it could be a wood girder, it could be a metal girder, it could be a combination wood and metal girder that goes the whole span. It could be a girder that sits below the ceiling, or it could be a girder that's actually flush with the ceiling, so when it's all done, it's invisible. But one way or the other, you'll need this beam to carry the load above that. And then once it's all put back together, you know, you're really not going to know that it's there. But you just got to do it right so that you don't damage your house in the process, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Charlie. Good luck with that project. Now put the saw down, okay?
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, guys, if you're a pet lover, we are now in the last week of the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, which is paw scented by LL Flooring, and it's been super popular.
Yeah, to enter, all you've got to do is post a picture of your pet with a short description and then share your entry and invite your friends to vote. Now, the top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy, and you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant floors as well as water-resistant laminates, waterproof tiles, and waterproof vinyl. And we're seeing all kinds of pets too, right, Tom? Not just dogs and cats.
Oh, I love it. We're seeing lots of dogs, lots of cats, and even a pet monkey, which was super cute because he was dressed up in a tuxedo.
That's amazing, because you always have to look your best when you're doing home improvement.
Absolutely. Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest presented by LL Flooring at moneypit.com/contest.
All right, now we've got Michelle in Iowa on the line, who's looking to spend some more time outdoors with a fire pit. How can we help with that project?
Well, we started making an outside fire pit with field stone, and our mortar that we seem to be using, it just seems like it's awful dry, and it's like it's cracking. So didn't know if you had a different brand that you thought would work or any suggestions.
Well, one tip is that if it's a really warm, dry day when you're working, you might want to consider putting some plastic over the areas that you're working on to slow the evaporation rate. Because if it dries really quickly, sometimes it can shrink and crack.
And no certain brand of mortar you think would work best, just what the stores recommend for outside fireplaces?
Well, I mean, Quikrete works extremely well, so you could look to the Quikrete brand. And one of the advantages of Quikrete is they've also got lots and lots and lots of videos online that give you the step-by-step on how to properly mix the product, for example, in this case.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, it's probably happened to you at least once or twice. You're standing in the shower, it's warm, it feels fantastic, and then all of a sudden, that water turns freezing cold or like crazy hot, and that can just ruin everything.
Yeah, that's definitely an experience that can knock you totally off balance. The solution, however, is to install a pressure-balanced valve. So
the reason this happens is because your plumbing system is trying to give you as much hot or cold water as you have essentially ordered, right? You set that mix just where you want. Your plumbing system's chugging along. It's giving you just enough hot, just enough cold to get that perfect balance. But the problem is that that works well when you're a single person and nothing else is running in the house at the same time. As soon as a second fixture gets used, now this could be a dishwasher, it could be a toilet, could be laundry, could be anything.
It could be anywhere in the house, right?
Right. Anywhere in the plumbing system. When that happens and it starts to ask for either hot or cold water, then that impacts the mix of the water coming out of your formerly warm and very comfortable shower, and that's why you get the shower shock. So the solution is to install a type of shower valve called a pressure balanced valve. It's really not temperature balanced, it's pressure balanced. It keeps the ratio of the hot and cold water mix the same, even when the supply or the pressure, the flow of the water is reduced. And because that mix is the same, you're not going to get these extreme temperature changes.
Yeah, and you know, anti-scald devices, they really can be a smart investment. In fact, Consumer Reports tells us that some 200,000 injuries are caused by sudden changes in water temperature while you're bathing, and young children, elderly, and pretty much anyone who's physically challenged are going to suffer the most. So it's definitely worth updating.
Yeah, it's a project you should probably have on your to-do list if you don't have one yet. And by the way, some states are requiring these now in newer construction, but if you don't have one, definitely put that on the plumber's to-do list.
Charlene in Louisiana is on the line with a roofing question. What are you working on?
I have a shallow roof on my house. They call it like a 2-3 pitch. It's not flat. I mean, it's, but it's very shallow. Okay. Almost no attic. You know, about maybe 2 feet in there. I was interested in an aluminum roof, or, you know, like a lifetime roof, and I wanted to know which would be better, that or a regular shingle roof, like an architectural roof.
You don't have the pitch for an asphalt shingle roof. You need to have at least a 312 or a 412 roof to put in shingles.
Well, I have shingles on it now, and they've been there for like 20 years.
I'm telling you, you may, but it's not right. You can only put shingles on a roof that's got a minimum pitch of 312 or 412. And if you've got them on there right now, count your blessings, but it shouldn't have been put on there. And any roofing manufacturer will tell you that. If, you know, if you, your options therefore are either to do, say, a rolled roofing or a rubber roofing or a metal roof, as long as it's rated for that low pitch. And I think a metal roof's a great investment if you're going to be there for the long haul. But that's what I would invest in because, you know, with that low of a pitch, you probably don't see it very much, and you want to make sure that it's really going to be watertight. And with a low pitch, you just can't use an architectural shingle. It just won't work. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, if your garage is looking crowded, it's got that sort of end-of-summer look, well, it's a sure thing that you've got more stuff just strewn across the floor. You know, things should be on the wall, but they're sitting on the floor, and you've got all kinds of things that are just a mess in there. Well, we're going to share some storage solutions that you can build yourself, and we're going to tell you where to get the step-by-step plans for free in today's DIY Project Highlight presented by Craig Tool next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
On the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I just put a brand new deck on the back of my house. The house was actually built in 1988, so it's good and settled. I just wonder how soon I could treat it. Well, I've heard, 2 months, 3 months. I've heard a full season. I don't want to wait too long, but I don't want to do it too early.
Randy, what's the material that the deck is made out of? Is it pressure-treated lumber or cedar or redwood? What?
Yeah, it's pressure-treated lumber.
Okay. So what I would do at this point is I would wait until next spring. Let it be exposed to the environment for a while. It is true that the lumber, when it first goes in, is very moist. And my waiting maybe 6 months in your case, you're going to find that it's going to dry out a bit and it'll be ready to sort of take a stain better than taking it right now. So I would certainly let it sit for a while and then stain it before next summer when it gets, sort of cool and dry out. And then in terms of the stain itself, I would recommend that you choose a solid color stain. It will still show the grain through, but it'll have more pigment in it and it'll last longer. Does that help you out?
I think so. So basically say wait a full season then?
Yeah, I would wait a full season and then I would stain it after that.
Okay.
Thanks, Randy. I hope that helps you out. We appreciate you calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, as we're nearing the end of summer, it's a good time to improve the storage and organization that you've got in your garage, because the time is going to come when all those toys and bicycles that you've got out and about right now need to kind of find a place to be for the colder season ahead. And if you're not careful, you can have those toys stored side by side with your paint and lawn chemicals and other hazards. I mean, truly, the garage is such a weird place where you mix up all this stuff and think that everything's going to be okay in there. So we've got a few storage project solutions that can definitely help in today's DIY project highlight presented by Craig Toole.
Well, first off, it's really smart when you're getting your garage organized to take advantage of the wall space, be it for benches, for cabinets, or shelves. Getting that stuff up off the floor so it's not tripped over or damaged is essential. Now, at CraigTool.com, they have got a whole section of plans for storage types of projects. So, for example, there is the basic friendly storage unit project. And I like this one. It jumped right at me because it's made from 1x2s and 1x3s and 1x4s plus a few screws, and you're good to go. You'll also find plans for a garage storage and work center that features cubbies where you can really maximize your wall space, along with a number of plans for garage cabinets as well.
Yeah, and tool storage is also very important in your garage. Everyday products like ladders and lawn tools, they can also be unsafe if you're not storing them correctly. You know, ladders, for example, they should always be stored horizontally so that your kids cannot climb on them. Rakes, hedge trimmers, shovels, if you leave them on the garage floor or leaning against a wall, those can easily fall underfoot and cause a lot of injuries. So to be safe, you've got to use the wall space and get as many of those tools off the floor as possible.
Now, Craig Tools makes this easy with over 24 DIY plans for garage organization, including a DIY tool organization and storage cabinet that simply mounts on the wall, along with plans for a miter saw station and storage. Because those tools take up a lot of space, it's nice to have something built in for that. And even a shelf that's designed just to hold cans of paint. So if you're a DIYer, these project plans can make it easy to create storage solutions you need to keep your space neat, organized, and safe.
And that's today's DIY project highlight presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of projects and a variety of materials.
Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's Craig, K-R-E-G, tool.com.
Margaret, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'd like to know what I can do about my popcorn ceilings. They're getting dirty. They're 20 years old.
Well, there's a couple of solutions. Do you like them and want to keep them, or you just want them to not look so dingy?
I would not like to keep them no more.
All right. Well, generally with popcorn ceiling, if it's truly a popcorn ceiling and not like a texturized stucco, what you can do to remove it is you can get, like, you know, one of those garden sprayers or, like, you know, those light-duty paint sprayers. Put water in it, and you spray the ceiling to sort of saturate the popcorn. And then you take a wide spackle blade, like as wide as the one you can find, and you sort of gently start peeling away at the popcorn ceiling, at the popcorn texture, I should say, from the ceiling. And that generally does a pretty good job, because if you've ever tried to paint it, if you don't have the right roller, when it gets wet, it starts to peel away from the ceiling. So by getting it wet, you're being able to remove it. You just want to make sure with your blade or your scraper that you're not digging into the drywall below it, because keep in mind, whatever's left underneath there is what you're going to paint and then see.
Okay. How do I go about cleaning if I decide to go ahead and keep this?
Well, you wouldn't clean it. You would paint over it.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. There's actually a special roller for that. It's like a slitted roller. It's a very thick roller that's got slits in it. And it's designed to squeeze the paint into that popcorn area. And that's exactly what I would do with it. I would paint it. It's going to look a lot better than cleaning it. You just can't clean that stuff. There's nothing cleanable about a popcorn ceiling. You got to paint over it. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Summer is almost over, and we've got lots of projects to get done before the cold weather moves in. And we are here to help with your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project, so get started at Angie.com today. Hey, if you've ever tried to repair old, worn-out concrete by simply covering it with some new concrete, only to find out that that's not really going to last that great, we're going to share a solution that will next.
You live in a money pit.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's presented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You can catch the Money Pit podcast and listen anytime you like by going to MoneyPit.com/podcast.
We've got a great set of 9 products from the Original Super Glue Corporation to give away today, including Total Tape. Now, the Original Super Glue Total Tape is a double-sided construction adhesive tape, and it's mesh reinforced, so it's as strong as construction adhesive, but as easy to use as tape. It's going to provide an extreme instant tack and bond, and it can hold up to 300 pounds per roll and 14 pounds per strip. Now, you can use it on all types of materials and in all kinds of weather conditions with easy and clean results.
You'll find it at Amazon or in your local hardware store, or learn more at superglue.com/totaltape. That's superglue.com/totaltape. That package of products from the Original Super Glue, including Total Tape, is worth $57, going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Pick up the phone, call us, participate. Let us help with your home improvement project. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your question to moneypit.com.
Heading over to Delaware, where Eve is trying to get rid of a smoke smell. What's going on?
Right. We recently purchased a row home in Philadelphia, and it has a third-floor studio apartment where the previous occupant was a heavy smoker. And we're trying to get rid of the smell from the cigarettes. We've tried removing the floor tiles, replacing the drop grid ceiling tiles, and painting. But the odor is still pretty strong. So I'm wondering if you have any suggestions.
So above the drop ceiling, did you paint that surface as well?
No, we didn't.
What did you paint with? Did you use any kind of a primer?
Going over paint, so we didn't. We just used a regular latex paint.
Right, so the best thing to do in a situation like this is to use a very good quality primer, either an alkyd primer or a solvent-based primer, because it tends to seal in all of those wall and ceiling surfaces, including the odors that are underneath. The other issue, of course, is the floors. Now, you mentioned that there's a tile floor there, so it was a hard surface floor?
Yeah, right now we pulled up everything and we're down to the plywood, and we were just going to put in a new flooring. So is there anything we should do before we do that?
Yeah, I would also prime the plywood.
Okay.
I'd seal everything in. I would use a good quality oil-based primer, like a Kills, for example, and I would prime the heck out of everything, because that does a good job of sealing out those odors. That and some just normal ventilation ought to do it. But I think if you don't prime those surfaces, you won't be able to completely get rid of that odor. And then, of course, it goes without saying that you've disposed of furniture and curtains and things like that.
Yes. The only other question is, what about, like, kitchen cabinets?
Nah, you can't do much with them. But what you can do is you can clean them with TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's like a powdery soap mix that you buy in the paint aisle, and you can mix up a solution and clean those. Are these wooden cabinets or, like, laminate cabinets?
Wooden.
If it's wooden, you may not want to use the TSP on it. You could use Murphy's oil soap.
Okay.
But you're going to have to clean them.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Eve. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. I mean, thankfully, fewer and fewer people are smoking today, so we're getting fewer and fewer of those calls. But I tell you what, when you get a house that's like that, what a mess. What a big mess. Hard to get rid of that sound. Well, if you've ever tried to repair old and worn-out concrete by covering it with new concrete, you might have found that the new concrete doesn't necessarily stick. And that's because regular concrete or stucco mix is simply not designed to adhere to those old concrete surfaces.
And that's why the Quikrete company created the Recap Concrete Resurfacer. With Recap, you can renew old worn concrete patios or sidewalks or driveways with a permanent and wear-resistant surface at really a fraction of the cost to replace it, and it's super easy to do.
Yeah, now it has a bond to concrete that is 4 times stronger than the concrete itself, so that means that the old concrete is going to fracture or crack before that bond with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer is going to separate. So as a result, your new concrete patio or your sidewalk or driveway, whatever it is going to last a very long time. It's also a DIY-friendly project. All you've got to do is mix, pour, and then spread the concrete resurfacer over a surface that you've already cleaned, and you want to clean it well with 3,500 PSI pressure washer.
Yeah, and you can apply it with a squeegee or a trowel or a brush, and one 40-pound bag covers about 20 square feet, so it goes a long way. You'll find Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at home improvement retailers for about $28 per 40-pound bag.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. You're going to get upfront pricing. Plus, you have the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Make sure you download the app today. Coming up, we're going to help one Money Pit listener who's dealing with some bathroom flooring issues and options because, boy, are there a lot out there. We're going to help them sort through that next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros,
see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. As you look around your house, if there's a project you need to get done, we'd love to help. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tyler wrote in and he says, I'm renovating my bathroom and I plan on putting down waterproof laminate over a waterproof underlayment, which will be under a clawfoot tub. I hear that these clawfoot combos are a little messy and I worry about the flooring being exposed to moisture. Is there anything else that you would suggest? First of all, yay for clawfoot tub. That's the dream.
Yeah, and probably a little bit messy because, you know, you have to have that sort of oval-shaped bar, right, for the shower, to hold the shower curtain above it, and you have to make sure it's inside the tub. So, yeah, it can be a little messy, but, gosh, it's such a beautiful tub, and it really makes the bathroom look spacious as well. Now, in terms of the flooring, you have so many choices now, Tyler, when it comes to waterproof floor or water-resistant floor. Now, there's a line of products from LL Flooring called AquaSeal, and the determining factor on waterproof versus water-resistant is really time, right? How long the water can sit there before it's cleaned up. And I think for a bathroom, you know, you can use a waterproof or water-resistant laminate. It's going to work fine. But if you want a truly waterproof product, then look at vinyl. The Core Lux vinyl products, the EVP, the engineered vinyl plank products, those are fantastic. They look great. And because they're 100% vinyl, they basically are, you know, cannot be harmed whatsoever by water. I've used them in kitchens and baths, and they work really, really well. So I think you have a lot of good choices right now, and you really can't go wrong.
All right, lots of things to choose. And, boy, you are so lucky to be getting a great tub like that. That is going to be a beautiful bathroom, and I am so jealous but also happy for you. All right, next up we've got Ron, who writes in saying, I was thinking of leasing solar panels. I live on Long Island, and we do have some tall trees, so I wondered if it's even worth trying. I like doing my part to lower emissions and save some money at the same time, but I also wonder if adding solar panels makes changing the roof a lot more expensive. Bottom line, are these leasing companies really worth it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And unfortunately, I have to say that they are not worth it. And here's why I say that. Because it's gotten to a situation now where there's so much hard sell that happens when you are trying to add solar to your house. You have good, honorable goals here of, you know, being more environmentally friendly. But the problem is that these products are really expensive. The leasing deals are crazy. And in particular, what I found when I looked into this is if you lease them, you lease them for, say, 20 years, which is longer than the life expectancy of these things. And also, if you sell the house, guess what happens? You got to pay off the lease because your new owner is not going to want to take over the old lease, right? So I'd say if you want to be environmentally responsible, that you focus on the basics. More insulation, for example. Most homes in this country don't have enough. And if you add more, you will do far more to save energy all the way around and experience that comfort in a much more effective way than you would by dealing with an expensive, unreliable lease for solar panels.
All right. That's all good stuff to think about, Ron. And I wish you luck with all of your green ways in your place.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. As we roll towards summer, we hope that perhaps you are thinking about the cooler weather ahead, because it is when home improvement really ramps up, especially those outside projects that you have been putting off. If you've got questions, if you're doing some investigations, you're trying to figure out what's the best product or project for you to get done, whether you can do it yourself or you need to hire a pro, we would love to guide you through this, as we have for over 20 years on this program. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT 24/7, or always post your questions to MoneyPit.com. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth
one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. It's going to be a rough weekend down on the Gulf Coast. Jamie Rome, the acting deputy director of the National Hurricane Center, says Ida's forecast to reach coastal Louisiana as a Category 4 hurricane late tomorrow.
All indications are it's strengthening, and it will continue to strengthen as it moves into the central Gulf of Mexico and ultimately approaches the coast of Louisiana on Sunday.
A combination of voluntary and mandatory evacuations have been called for cities and communities across the region, including New Orleans, where the mayor's ordered mandatory evacuation for areas outside the city's levee system and a voluntary evacuation for residents inside the boundary. President Biden says the retaliatory drone strike he ordered, which the Pentagon says killed 2 planners and facilitators of the Islamic State group's affiliate in Afghanistan, does not end things.
In a statement Saturday, President Biden says, "I said we would go after the group responsible for the attack on our troops and innocent civilians in Kabul, and we have." Saying this strike was not the last, Biden pledged, "We will continue to hunt down any person involved in that heinous attack and make them pay."
That's Ben Thomas reporting. Meanwhile, as the evacuation winds down, congressional offices across the country have become makeshift crisis centers.
Phone calls are flooding lawmakers' offices, requesting help in getting people onto one of the last flights coming out of Kabul Airport before Tuesday, August 31st. That's President Biden's deadline for pulling out all U.S. military forces from Afghanistan. The requests run into the hundreds and sometimes the thousands for each lawmaker.
Ken Lorman reports most allies completed their own airlifts and have flown out of the country already. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Liberty University announced a temporary campus-wide quarantine amid a spike in COVID-19 cases.
The quarantine is set to begin Monday and last until September 10th. The university's online COVID-19 dashboard shows 159 known active cases among students, faculty, and staff as of Wednesday. As the fall semester began this week, the university, which doesn't require vaccination, lifted building capacity restrictions and distancing and masking requirements. The protocol changed late Thursday with the announcement of the campus-wide quarantine, moving classes online and suspending large indoor gatherings. The university will encourage masking and social distancing and host vaccine clinics on campus, but didn't indicate it would mandate those measures. Keith Peters reporting.
Thousands of voting rights advocates rallied across the country calling for sweeping protections against what they see as an erosion of voting rights. This is townhall.com. Some Democrat-based reporters calling out Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom for avoiding sit-down interviews with state outlets, instead favoring national ones.
Weeks ahead of a recall election that has infuriated Democrats, Newsom granted a one-on-one with an Atlantic reporter to the chagrin of some Golden State journalists. The San Francisco Chronicle's Tal Copan tweeted, "It's a habit of Newsom's to focus more on national outlets than the ones that cover him every day and serve his constituents the most." Meanwhile, among the top GOP candidates include radio host Larry Elder, failed 2018 gubernatorial challenger John Cox, and former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner. Patrick Frost reporting.
Shortage of school bus drivers. As the new year opens, some school districts are getting creative, offering hiring bonuses, training to get the CDC license, and even pay increases to try to attract more people behind the wheel. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
It is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, Bank of America, and Total Tape. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online at moneypit.com. So, hey DIYers, what are you working on? Maybe you're not a DIYer. Maybe you need some help getting a project done. Maybe you want to hire a pro. But I bet there's a project on your to-do list or one that you dream of getting done that you need just a little help to get started with. Well, that's why we are here. We are your coaches. We are your cheerleaders. We're here to help you get that project done, get that project started, kind of solve the problem for you if you're in the middle of it. But the first thing you need to do is call us, because this is a participation sport. You got to pick up the phone, call us with your questions, or post them at moneypit.com, or post them to our social media pages, because we are here to help you get it done. Coming up on today's show, your house is obviously your biggest investment, so it makes sense to take care of it. But here's a question. How much exactly should you set aside for maintenance? There happens to be a simple formula that we will give you to help determine what that number is. So we're going to share that info just ahead in today's smart spending tip.
And the floors in our homes need to handle wear and tear. They've got to be easy to clean, and they need to not easily be damaged by the day-to-day activity of home life. But when you've got pets, that durability raises to a whole new level. So we're going to share what you need to know to choose floors that can handle that kind of traffic.
And painting your house is one of the most important types of home maintenance, and while many homeowners will choose to hire a pro for this, with a few tips, you can get this project done yourself. We're going to walk you through that in a bit.
And we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or kind of a big project, we can help you save time, money, and hassles. So give us a call so we can help you get that job done right the first time.
The number here is 888-666-3974, which happens to spell 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Joe in Iowa wants to talk decking. How can we help you?
Well, I got a small problem with my decks. They're pressure-treated lumber, about 18-year-old decks. One faces north and one faces south. And I watched a neighbor, both are getting bad. I watched a neighbor use one of those products where you paint it on and it's supposed to renew or restore your deck. I watched him pressure wash it twice and dry it and buy the special applicators and the two coats. Over the winter, one winter, it started peeling off.
Yeah, I heard that time and time again. It looks good in the store, but it doesn't stick. And you get this really thick coat of, I think they call it a restorer. It just peels right off. It's like the worst peeling paint project you've ever seen. So, Joe, have you thought about doing sort of a deck makeover where perhaps you keep the structure, but you replace the deck boards with composite or something like that?
That's what I was wondering. I've seen where they got these thinner composites you just put over the top of your boards, whether those stand up or just take all the deck boards off and put all new composite boards on.
First thing I would do is I would do a thorough inspection of the structure, because we don't want you to do anything to this if it's not structurally sound. It's got to be well attached to the house. The floor joists have to be solid without major cracks or shifting, properly reinforced, properly braced. You know, if this thing is rock solid and the structure is good, then you could proceed. I would remove the decking boards because there's no structural integrity to the decking boards. I would pull the decking boards off and I would put simply composite right on top of that. Lots of great choices out there in composite. You can take a look at the composite products made by Veranda at the Home Depot, for example. Really good stuff. Goes on very easily. And once that's down, you'll never have to worry about a split, a crack, or picking up a paintbrush again.
Or getting a splinter in your foot and you go out to check the grill.
Nope. That's right. Not at all. Yeah, and they have some composite components for the railing system as well, if you want to go that far.
That's what I was wondering. What'd be the best line to go with?
Yeah, there's a lot of choices out there, but it's kind of personal preference, but, I've worked with the Veranda products, which are made by some of the same manufacturers that make the more name brands, and they work great. So take a look at those and go from there.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Linda on the line calling in from Florida. How can we help you today?
I have a cement floor that was originally stained, and then it was painted over with supposedly a really good stuff, and now not doing well, and we want to take care of it, but we don't want to have to remove all that's there. We just want to know if you have something we could put over it that will... It has heavy machinery in it, and, there's gas and oil and all that sort of stuff.
So this is where, in the garage?
Actually, it's in a hangar.
Oh, it's in a hangar. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So usually the best kind of floor for an industrial location like that is epoxy paint. And the way epoxy paint works is it's a two-part paint. So when you purchase it, it probably comes in larger quantities depending on how many square feet you want to apply. But typically, like for a house, it would come in a gallon-sized container, except that when you open the gallon up, it's only filled up about three-quarters of the way because you also get a quart of hardener. And the idea is you mix the two together. And then the chemical reaction is what gives you the durability and the drying of that epoxy surface. Now, because it was stained and not as concerned, because it was painted, you will need to at least get off any loose paint material that's there now. Because if you put good paint over bad paint, you're still going to have flaking because the bad paint acts kind of as, like the Teflon there, and it won't let the new paint get into the floor itself. So you are going to have to pressure wash that floor, or you're going to have to abrade that floor. You got to get as much of that old paint off as you can so that you have a good surface. But I think the solution is epoxy paint. And they also have sort of a coloring fleck that can be added to that paint that gives it kind of a texture and helps sort of hide the dirt. So if you're looking for, a reasonably easy, inexpensive way to give that floor a whole new look and new life, I would recommend epoxy paint.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you, Linda. We appreciate the call.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls right now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. And Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. So get started at Angie.com today.
And just ahead, if you're tightening your belt, you might be thinking about slashing the home maintenance budget, but that could be a big mistake.
We're going to explain why and a simple formula to help you figure out how much to set aside for those projects in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie, formerly Angie's List. Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-zented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you get it done. So if there's a project on your to-do list, reach out to us. We are here to help.
Hey, we've got a great set of products to give away this hour from the original Super Glue Corporation, and that includes Total Tape. Now, Total Tape, it's super strong. I mean, like a construction adhesive, but it's in the form of a tape. And you can use it on all types of materials and in all weather conditions. Super easy, clean results. You're going to love it. Don in Illinois is on the line with a foundation question. What's going on at your money pit?
Yes, I got an old farmhouse. We started building them back in 1800s. And the foundation is red brick on a crawl space, and it's sinking in one area real bad. And I had a guy tell me that because I can't dig a footings here, because there's an old cistern back here also, he said that I could pour a large pad, go underneath the house and come out and make it like a sidewalk along the edge of the house, and then pour the wall up as high as I could, and then possibly either put, as a last row, a block in. Is that possible to do something like that?
Maybe, maybe not. You know, you're talking about a major structural piece of work here, Don, and the problem with this is I'm going to presume you're not a licensed structural engineer. If you start doing this kind of work on your own, and then, you know, sometime in the future, you want to sell this house, and you've not had the right kind of professionals involved in this kind of a major repair, that's going to be a huge red flag.
that could make it very difficult for you to sell the house. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, Don, and when I saw houses like this that had these kinds of issues, I always recommended that the homeowner spend a little bit of money to have an engineer look at it and design a specific repair for that situation. Because this way, when you go to sell the house, and if it becomes an issue, you can show that you had a professional review it and tell you exactly what to do, and then you took action on that, and you can even have them come back and sort of certify that it was done right. Then you end up having sort of a pedigree on the quality of that repair, because this is not something to do yourself and get wrong. You could make it worse, and you can devalue your house in a very major way.
That's why I was kind of wondering. It sounded kind of far-fetched to me in a way, and I was just like, well, I've been listening to you guys. I'm going to give it a shot, give you a call, see what you guys got to say.
Yeah, we're glad you did, and that will get you on the road to recovery, okay?
Okay. I know a couple of engineers. I'll figure if I can get one out here. I appreciate the information.
Well, hey, guys, if you love pets like we do, we're in the last week now of the Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest, and it is paw-scented by L.L. Flooring.
To enter, all you've got to do is post a picture of your pet and write a short description, and then you share your entry and then invite your friends to vote. Now, the top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy, and you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant flooring, even water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, or waterproof vinyl.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest. The last week at moneypit.com/contest.
Bonnie in Pennsylvania is on the line with a dippy driveway. Tell us what's going on.
Well, our driveway was asphalt originally, and it's probably like 30, 40 years ago. And there really isn't much left to it now. But most of it is fine. It stays solid. But this one part, two parts actually, have great big dips in them, so you kind of go down in and the water collects in there. So I was wondering what we could fill that in with. It's not like the rest of the driveway is kind of not existent now, but it's not a prop.
Well, at least you have a speed bump built into your driveway, you know.
Yeah.
Probably safer that way.
Yeah.
If you've got a 30 or 40 year old driveway, I mean, that driveway doesn't really owe you any money. You can, you know, patch it. You can have it professionally patched with more asphalt material. But my concern is that whatever's causing that dip is an underlying problem, and it's just going to reform over and over again. I mean, once you start to get a dip, of course, the water gets in there and it sort of exacerbates it. But I think your options are to top coat that driveway, which you could do with more asphalt material. It's a professional project. It's not one you can do yourself. Or if you want to go ahead and invest the time and the money right now, you could just tear it out and build it again. When it gets to be that age, it really does have to be replaced. If you think about it, you know, roads have to be replaced far more frequently than that. But as you got a 30 or 40 year old driveway, it's probably reached the end of a normal life cycle, and it's time for it to be torn out and completely replaced, not top coated. But you could buy yourself some time by doing the top coat application.
Could you just fill it in with stone or something for now, or no?
No, because it's just going to fall out. You know, it's not really a do-it-yourself project. You have to put more asphalt, you know, mixed with stone under pressure, rolled over it. But my concern about recoating a driveway that's that old is it's just not going to last that long.
Yeah. There's nothing much left to recode.
Right, yeah, so it's not worth it. Okay, Bonnie?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, if you're tightening your belt, you might be thinking about slashing your home maintenance budget, but that could be a very expensive mistake because it's not a good idea to slack off on taking care of your house. But the question is, how much should you spend? We're going to share a simple trick for planning that budget in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card.
All right, first, let's talk about a realistic budget. Now, for most homes, it's 1% of the home's value. So if you've got a home that's worth, say, $250,000, you should budget $2,500 for maintenance. Now, the first step, you got to break it up into its smallest pieces. And one idea is to make three lists. You've got to have must-to-dos, should-to-dos, and the would-like-to-dos.
Yeah, my problem is that my would like to do list is really, really long.
I know, right? There's so much that we'd all like to do.
Well, some jobs you'll need a pro to tackle, while others you can definitely do yourself. So, for example, you might need a pro for heating and cooling system maintenance, or a plumber to fix a leak, or an electrician to take care of things that don't work.
Yeah, and it's also important to focus on the exterior of the house, not only for curb appeal, but also to protect the structural elements and the energy efficiency. You need to immediately address any water-related home maintenance issues like leaking windows or doors, clogged gutters or grating that's going to keep the water near the structure. And again, some of this you can do yourselves, but all in, a 1% budget should cover it.
Now, for bigger repairs, like, say, replacing your heating or air conditioning system, you want to keep track of the unit's age, because the older it gets, the more likely you're going to need to replace it. Just make sure you keep up that 1% rule for maintenance and repair. And if there's any left, carry over that balance until the next year.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Darren in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'm trying to convert my toilet from regular water in the house to a 265-gallon rain barrel outside. So piping it in, underneath my house, I have the CPVC, the smaller stuff. So what I was wondering is, do I have to filter that water? And if I pump it in there, what is the max PSI that I should use?
Are you putting a pump on it?
I'm gonna have a solar pump on it.
All right, so first of all, no, you don't have to filter toilet water because it's wastewater. It's gray water, so it can go straight in. Secondly, how much pressure do you need? Well, I guess that's really going to depend on the toilet, but I would think, you know, most water pressure in a house is going to be anywhere between 50 and 70 pounds. So that's probably what your toilet's used to working with. And thirdly, you want to make sure, I know it's a great thing that you're doing, trying to use rainwater for all this, but let's not forget the obvious. Make sure your toilet itself is efficient. You know, the toilets today can use as little as about 1.3 gallons of water per flush. So if you have an older toilet, you might want to upgrade it so you need even less water for the flushing mechanism.
All right. So that's something to think about also.
What other green upgrades are you making to the house?
This actually all started with I put in a drinking system for my pigs.
Okay. Oh, you got a farm there?
I have a farm. I have a small farm in Damascus, Virginia. And we piped in the stalls drinking nipples for the pigs because they kept spilling all their water. So now they are totally self-sufficient. They have a solar-powered pump at 40 PSI going to these nipples, and it's coming off of their roof into a rain barrel that feeds it.
Wow, so this is a natural extension of that, and if it's good enough for the pigs, I guess it's going to be good enough for your home plumbing system as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to try to do as much as I can with Mother Nature before I have to depend on somebody else.
All right, well, it makes a lot of sense, Darren. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kay in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help changing a wall surface. What's going on, Kay?
Well, it is a sturdy home, cinder block, probably just that thick, but it has been bricked on the outside. But the inside, I would just like something a little more pleasant to look at.
Okay, that makes sense. So are we talking about a basement here?
No, this is an above ground. It is a cabin on the lake property.
So you need a paint that can cover the masonry block walls.
Well, a paint or a stucco or something that gives it a different texture than a cinder block look.
Okay, the process of coating the interior walls isn't as much stucco as it is plastering. So what has to happen is that wall surface has to be covered with a layer of plaster, much in the same way they used to build plaster walls, you know, many, many years ago in say, the 30s or the 40s. In fact, in the late 40s, they used to plaster right over drywall, and that was one of the best wall constructions ever. So those are the options that you have to choose from. Doing the plaster is probably not the job you want to do as your first DIY project, but if you work with a plastering company, somebody who does this every day, they would have the skills to make the plaster look nice and smooth and have an attractive surface without really taking up much space in terms of, you know, it getting too thick.
Right. Well, that's strange. I have plaster walls on my house at home.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to follow you to the new house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are nearing the end of summer, so what are you working on? Let us give you a hand, but Angie can also give you a hand. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie is going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com today to start your next home project. Coming up, if you've got pets, you need a floor that can stand up to those scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. We're going to share what types of flooring can do just that next. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on the Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The Biden administration has stated that it would be sending, quote, strike force teams to private residences in order to question households on their vaccination status, as well as offer vaccinations. To be informed about your rights, visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, the floors in our home need to be both tough and beautiful. They need to handle wear and tear. They've got to be easy to clean and not easily damaged by the day-to-day activity of home life. But when you've got pets, that durability raises to a whole new level.
That's right. Between spills and splashes and muddy paw prints and more, pets can do a number to our floors. And that's why you need to choose floors that can handle that kind of traffic. Don Tuttle of LL Flooring is a guy that's been guiding consumers to the right products for years and joins us now with tips. Welcome, Don.
Thanks, Tom and Leslie. I appreciate being on with you today.
So you're the category manager for both vinyl and tile at LL Flooring. Tell me what goes into creating a new product that's truly pet friendly. When you're sort of at the drawing board, you're starting fresh. What do you consider and how do you get there?
Well, first, it's good that I have pets. I have a big dog, I have a cat, and so I know what can happen with scratches and with stains. So I'm always thinking about what do we need to add to this floor to make sure the durability is going to last if you have a St. Bernard or a cat that maybe is aged like I did, and there's always risk of staining from that circumstance. So we look carefully at what the surface layer is going to be, because that varies a great deal across floors. And we look at how the floor protects against stain and water and ensure that we provide only the best of both.
So I think there can be some confusion because you look at things. I know this always happens when I go to buy the kids a raincoat. Something says water resistant and something says waterproof. I never know which one is the better one. So how do you determine your needs when it comes to flooring and pets?
Yeah, that's a great question, Leslie, one we get a lot. And the difference really between waterproof and water resistance in a floor is time. You can spill water on a hardwood floor as long as you clean it up right away, but floors that are water resistant buy you some additional time, and then a waterproof floor even better for times where maybe you're away for the weekend and can't get the spill cleaned up. It's great for homes with kids, pets, or as I often say, it's great for homes where people live.
Right. Exactly. Now, same question, but what about scratch resistance? How are we getting the durability on the surface? You got the flooring looks great. It's beautiful. It comes in, you know, hundreds of different styles and colors, but that last surface is what stands between the pet and floor. So how do you get that level of scratch resistance to it?
So in tile, which is really the best floor for almost everything, right? It's intrinsically hard. It's very difficult to stain and scratch. So that just comes as a natural byproduct of stone tile. In vinyl and laminate, the other waterproof and water-resistant categories, there's a surface that's put on. And usually it's a wear layer followed by a coating of some sort that makes it super scratch-proof. And there are a couple different measurements out there you'll see that will tell you the scratch resistance of a floor. We measure them all, and we put them right there under the floors in our store so you can look at the tag and tell what you're going to get. But, yeah, I was down at the factory for a new line we have coming out, Americana, and I watched this ultraviolet coating get put on that you can't do in your home. You can only do that in a factory setting, so a pre-finished floor is the only way to get that.
Yeah, it's one of the tests, I think I remember it, it's called the Tabor abrasion test, where they sort of spin it's almost like a sanding disc into it to see how many rotations it takes before it breaks through.
Yeah, now, Tom, you'll get me geeked on this. So, you know, the Tabor test is, you know, we replace the sandpaper every so many cycles, and the number of cycles it makes it through, and you can visualize this, and it's thousands, by the way. For a good floor, it's thousands of cycles. So it takes a long time to test. The longer, the better.
Yeah, well, just imagine, like, in my house, since I'm a home improver, I could see one of my kids picking up a piece of sandpaper and scratching the floor to see how well it works. But it was one of your floors, they wouldn't get too far because of a test like that. All right, so you mentioned Americana. That's a new line that you have coming out that is both kid and pet friendly. Tell me about that. Is it, what type of floor is it?
Yeah, it's a vinyl floor. And, yeah, it's waterproof. In other words, you can take a plank of this floor and put it in your pool and take it out 24 hours later, and you could still install it. It doesn't swell with water. So that's really what makes a waterproof plank floor. It can withstand water over time. This group of floors, we really went out looking for something. A, we wanted something from America, right? So we're buying it from a plant, the one I was just at, down in Georgia. And we're really excited about that because so much vinyl flooring comes from overseas. And we wanted to get a good broad range of colors and styles so that we can, if someone wants a floor that's from here and they have a certain decor they're looking for, we're going to cover the spectrum with 8 floors to start in that collection, but we're going to grow it from there over time.
Now, this is part of the Core Lux line, correct?
That's right. Core Lux brand of vinyl flooring.
Yeah, I want to give you some credit on that because I chose the Core Lux for a floor for my mom's house. And first of all, it's very affordable. It looked like an aged sort of barn kind of floor. And we've had it in for now well over a year. And with chairs like dragging back and forth, like you might like scuff your chair getting in and out of the kitchen table, you know, when you're trying to move your chair up, it shows nowhere at all. I mean, it's really amazing. And I was at mom's just last week, and she had dropped a bottle of water on it. She was very upset about it. I said, Mom, don't worry about it. No problem. You can't kill this stuff. And then truly, it has no effect whatsoever. So it's really durable and good looking product. So well done on that.
Yeah, thank you for making the purchase, first of all, Tom. And it sounds like there's a couple floors that sound like the one you picked. Urban Loft Ash is a likely candidate. And we get great reviews on that on our website. Customers just seem to love it.
You know, another point I think that people really struggle with when they're making a big decision, like a flooring surface, that they kind of struggle with how things are going to look in their home. So how is it that LL Flooring is helping homeowners sort of visualize how things might look once it's installed in their place?
Yeah, we have this amazing tool on our website, and we're really excited about it. We call it Picture It. And literally, you take a picture of your room that you're going to put a floor in. You may already have a picture on your computer. You can go to our website on your phone or on your computer. You easily upload it. Just a button you press. You upload that photo. And then you can, like, take a test drive of every floor in our over 500 floor assortment and see what it'll look like in your room. So it's not like the old days where you had to make that, you know, expensive purchase and get it home to find out whether you like it or not. You'll know. You'll have a great preview. We really like to call it the test drive for your floor.
Yeah, that makes it so much easier, and also makes it easier to be confident about your floor purchase. You're not just, you know, making a decision based on one small sample. You can really see what it's going to look like in the entire floor. Now, if you don't want to do your own installation, I know you have a lot of resources to help DIYers, and these products, many of them are not difficult to install. But if you need a pro, can LL Flooring connect folks with pros to get the job done?
Absolutely. We can arrange installation with our vetted partners. And as a bonus, we can finance the whole thing on an LL Flooring card to spread out that project over time. Usually it's difficult to get your installation financed from most other retailers, but because we have a unique relationship with our installation teams, we put the whole thing on the card, and you can spread it depending on what the financing offer of the day is, and we have them all the time.
Perfect. That's Don Tuttle from LL Flooring. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. And if you'd like more information on the pet-friendly products at LL Flooring, log on to llflooring.com. That's llflooring.com. Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Tom and Leslie. It's been a pleasure.
Coming up, if the outside of your home is looking a bit worn, a fresh new paint job may be just the ticket to spruce up your curb appeal. We're going to walk you through that project, presented by Wagner Control Pro High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers.
You live in a body pit.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's presented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest, presented by LL Flooring. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at KregTool.com. That's KregTool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle projects big and small at Angie.com.
Well, painting the exterior home is one of the most important types of home maintenance. And while many homeowners are going to hire a painting contractor, this is one project you might be able to tackle yourself. We'll walk you through the key steps in this painting project presented by the Wagner Control Pro High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers.
Now, there are really only four key steps to successful exterior painting, and you've got to keep these tips in mind, and if you do so, you're going to get a great-looking exterior paint job that's going to last for years. So first up, we're talking about very careful surface prep. Now, a lot of times, inexperienced painters, they just can't wait to begin applying the paint. But a pro knows that it's what you do before you put on that paint that can spell success or failure when it comes to exterior home painting. First of all, you've got to make sure that the surface is clean and free of dirt and chalk. You want to remove any loose or flaking or peeling paint by scraping, wire brushing, sanding, whatever it is, maybe even a pressure washer. And if you see any bare wood, you need to make sure to spot prime those areas.
And next, this is a tip that's just going to save you a whole lot of heartache. Buy good quality paint. Be willing to pay for the best paint because you cannot afford to cut corners here because good paint goes on easier and it lasts longer. And think about it. Since most of this project is labor, it's very labor intensive, you sure don't want to have to do it again for a very long time. And if you buy good paint, it's going to get you there.
Yeah, and you also need to make sure that you use good quality brushes and good quality tools. Now, the best tools and accessories not only help you apply a thicker, more uniform coat of paint to the exterior of your home, but they're also going to make your work easier. So you want to choose well-balanced brushes with tightly packed bristles that feel springy when you run an open hand across them. And you want to invest in a good paint sprayer. Not only is it going to save you a bunch of time, but it's just easier to get into all the nooks and crannies when you spray the paint. Plus, if you use a paint sprayer like the Wagner Control Pro, you're going to find that you get great coverage and it's really easy to clean when the job is done, so you'll be good to go for the next project.
Yep, and lastly, paint in the right weather conditions. Exterior painting is not a foul weather sport. In fact, if you brave bad weather, you might actually compromise the quality and the long-term performance in terms of how long that exterior paint is going to last. So you want to make sure you paint in moderate weather when temperatures are no warmer than about 85 degrees and with not very much wind. Otherwise, you're going to get a lot of paint back in your face. These conditions are going to permit your paint to form a very durable and protective film that will last for years. If it's too hot, basically paint doesn't flow. It dries too fast, so you don't get that smooth finish that everyone loves to have.
Well, that's today's painting project tip presented by Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers. These sprayers produce up to 55% less overspray, which makes it easy for homeowners to transform big projects like home exteriors, decks, fencing, and more.
The Wagner Control Pro 130 is available at all major retailers, including Home Depot, Lowe's Home Improvement, Menards, and Amazon. Learn more at WagnerSprayTech.com.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, are you trying to play home detective? Maybe you want to know exactly how old your home is. Well, with a couple of tricks of the trade, we can help you do just that. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jen reached out and says, I have to re-caulk the tub a couple of times a year, maybe three times. I clean out the old caulk before I caulk again. I've used oyster grout from the tube, and I've tried silicone. Is there something else that I can do, or is this normal?
Wow, I think you're working way too hard on this now. Well, you know, a caulked tub is not going to last for years. It certainly will last maybe a couple of years, but you shouldn't be doing this three times
a year. Definitely not multiple times a year.
Let's do a total reset here, Jen. So the first thing we want you to do is to remove all of the material between the caulk and the tile that's there now. If you can't get it all out, there is a product called a caulk softener, which will sort of help melt that caulk, get it all out. Next, I want you to wipe that joint clean with some bleach and maybe a little bit of water mixed in. You can brush it in there if you have to. That's going to kill any mold or mildew that's stuck in there. And the third thing you're going to do is fill the tub with water. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But while it's filled with water, then you re-caulk the tub. You want to use a kitchen and bath caulk that has a mildicide built into it. Latex will be a lot easier to handle than the silicone. And finally, let the water out of the tub. Because by filling it up, you pull the tub down. When it comes back up, it compresses the caulk, and it won't fall out nearly as quickly again. And I think you're going to find it will last you a couple of years.
Jeez, we definitely more than a third of a year. So already an improvement.
Definitely more than 3 or 4 months. Well, if you own an older home, you probably wish its walls could talk. Well, there are no talking walls needed. Leslie's got ways you can learn about your home's past, and it can help you avoid future problems and make you more aware of previous ones in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, you got the crystal ball out there?
Oh, yes. I've got my mind-reading abilities very well set to the home. Tell me exactly how old you are. Come on, guys. You know that knowing your home's exact age is very valuable, but it is not exactly a metaphysical science here, guys. There's actually some things that you can look at in your home that will help you determine how old your house is. So if you've got an architecture book or two, most homeowners can actually narrow down their home with a core style and sort of help you find the time period. Now, also, public records, these are going to hold key information about your home in particular. And researching public home records is a good idea if you're the prospective owner of a home, so you know what changes could have taken place over the years before you buy it. So to do that, you want to visit your local building department, the tax assessor, or the registrar of deeds to find the deeds, the maps, plot plans, building permits, all of which are going to help you fill in a piece of that home's history. Now, maps that are used by insurance companies since the mid-1800s are also a great way to find out more about your house. They're used to catalog buildings in the area and give excellent descriptions of size, layouts, materials that were used for construction. A lot of great information there. Now, in the house, you can actually learn a lot by just looking at the materials in the home and how it was built. Say you see knob and tube wiring and maybe steel plumbing pipes. Well, those were very common from 1900 to 1940, whereas small fuse-type electrical systems and plaster lath walls, those are from 1940 to 1960. So you've got to sort of see how was it built, what are the assemblies, what are the, you know, sort of the systems of the house, and that's going to really help you narrow down to a specific time frame. And finally, you want to take a good look around because you might be lucky enough to find dates actually stamped on plumbing fixtures, like a toilet or a sink. And if these are the original fixtures to your house, you can actually bet that the home was built just after these are made. And knowing more about your home's past can definitely help you plan for your home's future.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, painting is the one DIY project that probably seems the simplest. But it can be very frustrating when it comes out badly. We're going to tell you how to make sure that doesn't happen in the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in the Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.